From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Legal experts say the EC banana regime can withstand challenges in the European courts. Fidel Castro praises President Bill Clinton, and Trinidad and Tobago is looking for international funding to fight drug-related crime. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Legal experts in Brussels and Luxembourg say Germany will have an uphill legal battle to block the introduction of the new European banana regime. The new quotas will maintain Caribbean banana export levels while restricting Latin American supplies to Europe. The German government plans to challenge the regime at the European Court of Justice. The administration will also seek a temporary injunction to stop the regime coming into place in July. But, as Shada Islam reports, the Germans will not find it easy to make their challenge.
Germany can certainly demand a temporary suspension of the EC's new common banana regime, but EC officials predict that the Bonn government will face an uphill legal battle. Getting the European Court of Justice to give its nod of approval to the temporary injunction will not be easy. Bonn will have to prove that the application of the banana regime will cause irreparable damage, either to its own importers or to the Central American banana exporters. Detailed proof will be demanded. A spokesman for the EC's Agriculture Commissioner, René Steichen, made it clear today that the European Commission will fight the Germans very energetically. Commissioner Steichen and others have accused American multinational firms of deliberately exaggerating the impact of the new regime on Central American banana exporters. There is no evidence that Central American farmers will be hurt, they say. If problems do arise, some form of financial compensation could be considered. We are confident that we will win the case, the spokesman for Commissioner Steichen told me, referring both to Germany's demand for a temporary injunction and its decision to launch legal action against the European Commission. He added that Germany was legally wrong when it said that the common regime violated the terms of the special German banana protocol negotiated in 1957. The EC's Court of Justice could take up to 2 years to study the German complaint, but the demand for a temporary injunction of the regime, if and when it is made, could be tackled by the court within a few weeks. This is Shada Islam for BBC Caribbean Report in Brussels.
The government of Trinidad and Tobago is to seek international funding to tackle drug-related crime. Prime Minister Patrick Manning says the National Security Minister has put forward a $500 million plan to fight crime. But according to the Trinidad leader, finding the money is the problem. Tony Fraser reports from Port of Spain.
Only yesterday, advisor to the National Security Minister, Lance Selman, told Caribbean Report that in addition to anti-drugs legislation, governments of the region will have to devote more resources to battling crime, especially, he says, drug-related crime like money laundering. And while that is being advocated, the National Security Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Russell Huggins, has said he does not even have money to purchase spark plugs for the many police vehicles unable to move from the junkyard. However, this morning, the Security Minister placed before the Prime Minister an anti-crime plan to cost some $500 million. Prime Minister Manning says the government will not be able to finance the plan in its entirety, but will be seeking to implement elements of it. But finance remains the problem, he says.
We don't have the money to carry out the entire program. We don't have it, and that's why we had the meeting. So we've got to establish some kind of priority. But the priority has to be established in the context of what resources are available. Having discussed certain things this morning, therefore, the Minister of Finance now goes and examines what other sources he can tap to be able to get the money. Minister of National Security told us this morning, which I knew the other ministers didn't know, that he's discussing with foreign governments. We have gone as far as discussing with foreign governments assistance to the government of Trinidad and Tobago in the area of the protective services and defense forces. The government is convinced that we are doing as much as we can in this situation.
The Prime Minister says his government is resolute in its determination to tackle crime inside and outside of the police service by bringing 5 Scotland Yard officers here to assist with the reorganization of the service. Tony Fraser, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuban President Fidel Castro says he's willing to visit Washington if American leader Bill Clinton invites him. In an American television interview, Mr. Castro praised the president and his wife. Cuba's foreign minister, Ricardo Alarcón, took these overtures a step further today at a press conference in Havana. He said the new U.S. Undersecretary of State, Alexander Watson, has a good reputation in the region. I asked Lionel Martin what might lie behind these warm words from Havana to Washington.
He has called Clinton a man of peace, and he mentioned the fact that he doesn't seem bellicose. When he was asked if he would accept an invitation to meet President Clinton, he said, that would be walking along the path of utopia to think that he would extend an invitation to me. But if he does, we would say yes out of a sense of responsibility and courtesy. So it's obvious that the Cubans would like to develop better relations with the administration of Bill Clinton than they had with previous presidents.
There's still the accusation of human rights abuses in Cuba and a lack of democratic